The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 104. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
And I'm Matt Valdez.
Before we get started today, we want to remind you guys that our show is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Love, don't sleep. Drinking one right now.
Yep. I had mine earlier this morning. I was dog tired when I got in.
We have a new shipment here for all of us on the show, so thank you, Mike. Get your own Don't Sleep at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order, every time you order. Follow and like them on social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Just a huge part of our show these days.
Don'tsleepenergy.com and also on Amazon. It's everywhere. So
yep.
Make sure you get some. Support the show. Support Mike. We love Don't Sleep.
All right, Valdez, how you doing today after the show? It's a Thursday post show. It's around 11 a.m. or so.
I feel like we've had a busy week.
We have had a busy week and a lot of Terry deadline Monday.
The sports news is making everything busy. And you know what? This is what I don't appreciate. I'm glad that you brought it up. Is like the NFL Sunday took away from Matthew Perry's death on Monday.
I did bring that up, and you have made this Matthew Perry thing a huge huge part of how you're feeling every day.
You know, I don't appreciate. I don't appreciate Eric Bickle going. I don't know why everyone's all up in arms about this, or why is everyone so sad about Matthew Perry? He was okay.
Well,
he was all right.
He keeps bringing him up, though, if he's not interested in Matthew Perry.
Well, Matthew Perry is a hot. This is what Eric doesn't understand.
You're just getting right after him, right at his beginning. The show hasn't been on a minute, I don't think.
Well, the Matthew Perry slander just has me in my feels, I guess.
Yeah, it does. Well, you've always been a big proponent of friends watching.
I would watch Friends, and I would also watch Seinfeld. It'd be the same. It'd be the same if George Costanza died.
No, well, not for me.
Well, I know
for
not
you.
For, well, no, not for me. But this is what Eric doesn't understand is that. Millennials, I guess, people in their 30s and 40s who grew up watching Friends, they feel like number one, it's jarring, the word of bit season, it's jarring when all of a sudden contemporaries start dying around us, like people that we grew up with or have some affinity to.
Yeah.
So that's number one, is that people who are 35, 40 years old, we don't have much experience in the death realm.
Well, I do. That's not necessarily true. I mean, young people aren't really dropping dead all the time, but 50-year-olds like, drop dead.
I know, but I'm saying like people that we grow up with or watch or whatever, it's more of a newer experience for us.
I got to be honest with you, I'm more towards EB than I am you.
I know you are. I'm trying to argue my way.
You don't have to argue. I'm in the minority. But like, so Sarah told me on Saturday night, I think it was Saturday night, I was walking up out of her room. She goes, "Oh my God, Matthew Perry died."
Yeah.
And I go, "Huh." I go, "That's sad."
Yeah.
But she was upset about it. And I kind of immediately realized that she's a chick and she's 33, and she's probably had a made a bigger impact on her than it did to me. But immediately to me, I've known that he's battled substance abuse for his entire adult life, and him passing away.
Yeah, you're gonna say him dropping dead.
Him passing away wasn't shocking to me.
Chandler Bing, I guess, had more of an impact on my life than you or Eric.
Can I tell you something that bothers me?
Is that fair? Is that fair?
When I die, I don't want to be referred to as drab t-shirt. Okay?
That's a fair request.
Chandler Bing was a small part of his life. I mean, it made him famous, but...
No, but that's what everyone associates him with.
I know, but...
That's what everyone is comforted by. That's where everyone's memories.
But that's
came
a,
from.
He's playing a.
I know he's playing.
I'm
more, a character.
I'm actually 1,000 times more myself as drab t-shirt than he is as Chandler Bing. Like he's actually playing a fake character. I'm more or less being myself, which is a goofy nickname.
Okay.
All right. But I always feel a little bit bad when a celebrity dies and then their entire life is attached to them being a character. Yeah, as if nothing they didn't do off screen or off the field mattered.
Yeah, they're typecasted.
Yeah, I think that's sad. I mean, maybe Matthew Perry, loving father, drops dead.
Well, that's why he always wanted to be known for helping people battle addiction. Is because that's his moniker. Because he didn't...
Right.
You know, because what makes you famous, you're kind of tired of it. I'm sure Matthew Perry has been so tired of people going up to him saying, could I be any more funny? And by the way, if you're hack. You are hack if you're doing the, could this be any more tragic?
I barely know what you're talking about. I mean, I've heard that, but
that's like his catchphrase.
I know. I guess I do know that, but... That's how out on Friends I was. And I wasn't a friend. I don't think I was a Friends hater.
It just never
really interested me that much. We ranked our characters this week on the show. We did the like off mic. Like
for whatever reason, we both love Ross.
Yeah, everyone hates Ross
I love Ross.
No, we understand the importance of that he was to the show.
Yes.
Nobody else appreciates the character. Speaking of characters, the only person...
The one where Chandler Bing died.
I know that.
You don't understand
No,
that.
I know that they call every episode the one that or something.
The one, yes.
Can I tell... My top two were...
I'm the most affected by Chandler Bing, a.k.a. Matthew Perry's death around here.
Well, you also have this thing about you where you pretend to be into like things that girls like so you can be like more trendy and spot on.
What do you mean? French was a popular show growing up.
For women.
I think men watched it.
No. I mean, guys watched it, but that wasn't the audience. Seinfeld was designed for men. Friends designed for women. Guys were not sitting around watching Friends together.
No. Guys weren't sitting around watching Friends. Seinfeld together.
Sure we were.
No, we were not.
Can I tell you something? In the locker room, we talked about Seinfeld. Seinfeld was a huge part of high school, of boys being boys. We'd sit around. We never once, me and my boys in college, sat around and talked about Friends.
If you like it or not... Friends is on the Mount Rushmore of TV shows.
I'm not arguing that.
Friends, Seinfeld, Simpsons.
No.
Yes, Simpsons.
I like The Simpsons, okay? Nobody cares about The Simpsons anymore.
Well, not anymore.
As far as like...
Well, now it sucks.
No, you're putting your Mount Rushmore together. That's not the Mount Rushmore of most important shows or biggest shows of all time.
Of our generation.
Okay, of our generation.
Of our generation, first of all,
you're forgetting one that's bigger than Friends, and it's just behind Seinfeld, and it blows The Simpsons out of the water. The Office.
Yes, and The Office. There, that's the Mount Rushmore. Office, Simpsons, Friends, Seinfeld.
Of our lifetime?
Yes. People, millennials.
I was always a big fan of My Name is Earl. That show doesn't get
enough run.
Not around me it doesn't. I wish people talked about that show more.
You know what? Drab's going to take a mental health day when Earl dies.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
Okay, yeah,
I always think he looks like Ryan Reynolds.
Can I tell you something? Jason Lee dying would have a much bigger impact than Matthew Perry dying.
Oh, my God.
In my life.
Okay.
All right, but you have to understand that the Junkies are a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
And Friends wasn't in their wheelhouse. It wasn't necessarily designed, even though they're the same age as the actors. I just don't think a lot of what would now be mid-50-year-olds were watching Friends at that time. Like, it was designed for millennials.
It's designed for teens, I feel like.
I guess at that time. So, like, who does EB always talk about that I have almost no idea who he's...
Louis Wusthuizen.
No. You know who he always mentions that I have, like, no file on?
Uh-huh.
He always talks about Valerie Bertinelli. Who is that? Okay, I think she's like a soap actress or something, but they all four
like
of them.
Like General Hospital?
Okay, something like that. Like, all four of them have a big file on Valerie Bertinelli. I have no idea who that is, but that's just something from their era that they follow all the time.
But is Eric that much, like, is he that emotionless? Does he not understand that people have a connection? Because even I don't know who Matthew Perry is, even though he's been on the show. You know what I mean?
I had forgotten about that. Recently, within like the last...
No, we were in Lanham, I feel like, when he...
No, I mean, was it during the Drab era? I mean, Brett was only in Lanham for a little tiny bit, so it was a good chance that...
It may have been when me and Brett were working together.
Was he promoting a book?
I think so, or one of his failed sitcoms after that.
Was it the Go On show that JP was desperately trying to talk about?
Maybe it may have been that.
It could have been that. It probably was that.
I remember, like, this is just how sick my memory is. I remember him talking about playing like blackjack in Indian casinos or something along those lines.
I don't have any emails about Matthew Perry. That's interesting.
Also, off air, my memory is getting a lot of run lately.
I know. I'm not EB is giving you a lot of. Yes. What's it about again?
I can name every hole on his golf course.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're being a brown noser.
I know. But this is why I don't. Eric doesn't understand that even though you don't know a person, that they can have an effect on your life because it tickles the nostalgia chord in your brain,
mm-hmm.
where all of a sudden you have a rush of feelings about where you were during a certain episode, or you know what I mean? That's what Eric's not understanding. That's why people are gravitating towards this is because Friends was a part of their life growing up, or a part of their binging on Netflix when it was there. That's gone over Eric's head, and it seems to have gone over your head as well.
No, I know that Matthew Perry, because I have my friends, the girls, and we're all big Friends fans. I know about Friends. I know about how you doing and pivot. I know all the dumb sayings. All right. I know about what's the name? Ginther or Gunther or Central Park. I know. I told you. I know a little about a lot. I just wasn't a big Friends fan. It just wasn't my thing. 8:30 after Seinfeld, I turned off the TV most of the time.
Okay. You're really trying to push this Friends was for women narrative.
That's not a narrative. That's what it is. That's what it is. No. It's a dating. It's. What do you mean? It's three female lead characters
and three male characters.
You're delusional. If you
what
don't
do you mean
the demographic was women.
It was?
Yes.
I have to disagree with that.
Well, now you're gonna make me.
Yeah, now you're Googling. Hey, speaking of women, do you know that? Did you check this Bit Season's DMs?
I do usually, but maybe I missed this one. Which one are you talking about?
We had a biddy who reached out to us. Remember our conversation 2 weeks ago about women locker room talk?
Yeah,
and about the penis size.
Oh, do they talk about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was detailing the group text that her and all of her friends are talking about.
First of all, how did I miss this message?
Yeah. probably because I was replying to it 2 seconds after it came.
Oh, was it on Instagram?
Yeah, it was on Instagram.
Okay.
It was on
Instagram. All right.
And then she was like, "You like Drab's totally correct. Shocker, she sided with you."
Well, I'm in touch with the women.
I can see that. She said Drab's totally correct. All we do is we talk about girth together.
Uh-huh.
All right, the big Garth Brooks fans, and she said, she goes, do you want like an example of chick chatter? And I go,
of course.
I was like, yeah. Hold on, let me pull my pants mm-hmm. down. And so she said, here, this is all these girls do are send reels back and forth. And so here's an example of a reel that we're just sending back and forth. And this dude who looks like he has a banana stuffed in his boxers.
Oh,
doing
so
yoga.
They're looking for the outline.
Package.
Yeah.
Gray sweatpant packages. And they're passing it back and forth, being vulgar. And it made me chuckle. You were right.
I know.
I was wrong.
I'm right about a lot. And you're finding that out. You'll find that out after the show when all the guys tell you that they weren't watching Friends.
They're going to call me a loser. Yeah.
Well, they might call you some other words that we don't say anymore. I'm sorry Matthew Perry died, and I know it's been a rough week for you. Did you consume his content outside of Friends?
I actually did not.
I like the whole nine yards.
I watched some clip show, not clip show, but some clip on the internet of like, here's a Chandler Bing's funniest moments on mm-hmm. Friends. And so, this is nice. This will get me in the mood. I clicked on it. It was like 6 minutes long and I didn't laugh once.
Right. You know what I'm disturbed by recently? JP about Matthew Perry said, he like went into this whole. He's got a dark side recently, and it's like very dismissive about death.
The autopsy.
He's being dismissive about death. Okay, and I'm just let me bounce this off about you. I don't even know what my opinion is on it. It's standing out to me. So the last 2 weeks, he's made commentary about Matthew Perry dying in the jacuzzi, and he was like, "When I die, or when someone, why do you need an autopsy? Who cares how they die? They're dead." Basically is what he said.
Yeah.
To paraphrase him. Yeah, the previous week, he made a comment. This one was unbelievable. That he said that if my child.
This is about Natalie Holloway.
Yes.
About their family trying to get
her. He goes, why were they so desperate to find the body? You know, if she's dead, she's dead.
he's like Drago.
Yeah. It's just like he is. He's being the Terminator. He's like trying to be the Terminator or something about death, and like have no feelings or closure or I don't know. I'm having a tough time.
I don't know. It's a very
listening to his commentary about
it's a very
it.
A very alien thought. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, people have said that about JP before. That
I know one thing is that if my parents die, I would like to know how they died, even if it was like
well, if someone dies surprisingly, yes. And he just didn't understand the need for an autopsy. When we try to explain, well, there could be, you'd want to find out there's a family history.
Yes.
You want to find out if you're in, you know.
If he had a rare disorder or something like that.
Of course.
Something wrong with his blood. And then you might want to check up on it.
Or maybe he was killed by a prescription pill that should not have killed him.
He had a side effect to
one
of the pills that he was taking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
like heart medication or something like that. What's really disturbing? This is more disturbing than requesting an autopsy
mm-hmm. or not requesting
not requesting an autopsy is. Not having the remains of your family member shipped back to you after it's discovered.
I know.
That is much more appalling.
You know what? That is his one in, one out philosophy on life of like, if it's not here, I don't want to be bothered with it necessarily. Or like, we're moving on.
It's cost cutting.
Yeah, it's cost cutting. We're on to Cincinnati. Like, he's just on to the next thing.
What's that? Autopsy is another $300? No, we're good. We don't need that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He kept saying you have to pay for it.
Yeah, you have to pay to get the autopsy done.
That was a sticking point for him.
I'll have those ashes sent ground. Yeah. I don't need an express.
Also, we have it written down here. It was discussed on the show this week. I don't know if we're going to get into it, speaking of JP, about the debate back and forth with him and Eric about Kelsey and her older rich man friend. I don't know if I want to touch that. It was weird on the show.
It was a weird vibe.
And I don't really know how to add to that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I...
This is Matt's...
How many Instagram messages did we get about it? Are you guys going to talk
ton,
about it?
A ton. This is Valdez's stance, and I'm not speaking for Drab, but I do not... Everyone wants to jump to the conclusion that it is a sexual in nature, like the relationship. I actually don't think it's sexual at all. And I think Jason hit the nail on the head, and it kind of flew under the radar when he said, everyone out there is weird. So it can be some sort of influencer transactional type thing where, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll say this.
Hollywood, LA seems like some sort of business transactional type thing where I can get something from you and you can get something from me. And
well, I think
that's what it seems like. I don't think Kelsey Flame is dating a 60 year old with a Lamborghini.
Okay. Either do I. I don't think. My commentary on the show quickly was that I think the guy that she's hanging out with is gay. And there's nothing, no hanky-panky going on. But this is how I'll say, and this is why I don't want to talk about it. If this was Valdez's child, I think I would be much more comfortable having that conversation. And I appreciate what Eric did of making a conversation about it, because it was very interesting. It was actually great radio for me, even though that people were, but I don't have that kind of relationship with JP. I didn't grow up with JP. I don't know Kelsey. I mean, of course I've met her, but I don't know her well. I don't want to speculate on more or less my boss's kids' sex life. That's just, like, for me, that's probably too far, at least in this instance.
Well, everyone jumps to that.
Especially
conclusion.
With a female. Like, a Stevie, okay, boys, I understand, male.
Well, this is what I put my trust in JP as a parent. And JP said, he goes, I've had that conversation with her. Remember when he said that?
Yes, so, and also and so, seems like it's something that the family
is well aware of,
or maybe possibly trying to figure out themselves. So I'm staying away from that. That's all I'm saying about it. More so that I don't know Kelsey, and I don't want to, you know, now say she's sleeping with a guy that's just wrong on my.
I think it's.
But I love that Eric did.
It's a big conclusion to don't jump to. I feel.
Yeah.
Now I have older friends.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I have older friends, and so I understand sometimes.
Yeah, but those are golf guys, and they're. See, this, I know what you're doing. You're going to try to get me to talk about this more and speculate that she's sleeping with this guy. I don't want to.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Everybody has older friends.
Yeah, exactly.
I play tennis with John Beckley every week. He's 57. I'd consider us friends now.
I got many friends at Potomac Shores whom I've vacationed with, who I golf with. That I've shared dinners with.
Okay, Valdez, if you were going to Miami Heat games with
Will.
Okay, as a 22-year-old.
Okay, 22. Yeah,
female. Okay. I would think that you guys are in some sort of relationship or something's going on. You guys aren't just buddies.
You don't think?
Or I think you're gay and you're just going on with all the girls. You're the guy, gay guy on the trip.
Hey, maybe she wants someone to talk about friends with.
Maybe she does. I don't know. All right, that's enough of me.
You're speculating.
Mostly, I just don't know her that well, and I don't want to offend her. And she's not on this show, so it's not really fair. But Eric,
I would agree.
Please keep bringing it up. All right. So are we done with why don't you tell the audience real quick before we move on your friends rankings again? Mine aren't nearly as important, but quickly go through your friends rankings and why, because I think people do care. And I always hear people ranking their friends' characters. So you.
OK. All right. The worst character by far is Phoebe. I'm sorry. She's worthless.
I would agree with that.
She's worthless and a borderline annoying.
Mm-hmm. Enough of the guitar.
Yeah. Your biggest contribution is Smelly Cat.
All right.
Drab, do you know what Smelly Cat
No.
is? You don't know? Smelly Cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And you had an evil twin. You're Nubs.
Yeah. The evil twin thing. Yeah. It was Nubs.
Then I would say Monica. Monica would be number mm-hmm. five.
Don't. You're, sounds like you're a woman hater. Is Rachel number four?
No. Number four is actually Chandler Bing.
Okay, you've just spent the last 20 minutes talking about how important he is to you, and you
well,
just
the show,
ranked him.
Well, the show is important. He's a part of the team.
Okay, if David Schwimmer dies, are you going to be moody for a week?
I might be.
People sleep on. Yeah. Can I tell you David Schwimmer's greatest contribution to my life?
What is it?
Breastmen. David Schwimmer, after. You don't know about this?
No.
David Schwimmer, after Friends or during Friends, do you have a. Bring up your phone. Don't you Google this.
Okay.
Did an HBO movie and he played a plastic surgeon. And it was on an HBO film, or it was on HBO, and it was called Breastmen, and it was all about the endemic, what year?
1997.
Okay.
It's called a dark drama, semi-biographical dark drama.
Okay, I'm 15 years old. Oh, I'm a freshman probably in high school.
Your life has changed.
We had just gotten HBO. I told you, we didn't get cable till 8th grade.
Yeah.
This show, this movie or show, I think it was a movie, was all about Breast implants.
Yeah.
Dude, the entire thing was women walking around with their tops out getting boob jobs.
That's hot.
And I'm not talking, it was about how, like, these women were going bigger and bigger and like M-sized breasts.
Yeah.
Okay? Fake boobs. I'm sure they were prosthetics. They had to have been. But I didn't know any better. I'm randy and horny, and I'm 15 years old.
I want to read the synopsis.
Okay.
Dr. Saunders becoming a narcissist, interested in developing and implanting the exaggeratedly larger size types of implants popular with mostly erotic dancers and female porn star clientele, often having sex and doing drugs with them.
Yes.
That is... Wow.
Okay. And if I remember correctly,
4 stars.
David Schwimmer was really pushing for the more and more and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Like these women were getting multiple breast surgeries, and the other doctor was having his partner was having a problem with it, and then David Schwimmer was having sex with all these women. It was. Wow. I'm going to go back to today.
That's Drab's coming of age story.
It really was.
Yeah, coming spelled differently.
I remember watching that movie in my mom and dad's room because that's where I used to watch the inappropriate content on HBO because the family was all out in the main room doing
things.
Yeah,
because you couldn't have anyone walk by the family room and then see what's on the TV.
No, of course not. And I could hear them coming down the hallway, so I'd quickly flip it back to ESPN if I heard someone coming. Down the hallway, not on the show. And so I spent a lot of time in my mom and dad's bed watching HBO pornos, Taxi Cab Confession, all that kind of stuff.
Hey, no wonder you have mommy issues. No wonder you have daddy issues.
Me, like every other male out there, likes stepmom porn.
Yeah, no wonder. It's because you got a heart on it in your parents' bedroom.
You know, you're putting the puzzle together.
Finally. Let's see, where am I? I'm at number three.
Chandler's four, Monica five, Phoebe six.
Okay, number three is going to be Rachel.
Really? Yes. I think Rachel's top two. Maybe number one. She's so important to that show.
She's very important to the show. But I don't think you get Rachel without Ross. I think you can get Ross without Rachel. But anyways.
All right.
Number two, Joey. Some would say he's dumb and gullible, but I feel like Joey really came into his own in the later seasons.
All right. What, when he and Rachel got together?
Yeah, even though that was kind of forced.
But that was so forced.
Yeah. And then number one is Ross, big Ross guy.
I have Ross number two, Rachel one. Yeah. But I agree. Most people have Ross as number six.
Ross made me want to be a paleontologist.
What?
You could never construct a more loser sentence than that.
Right.
That's my five. My six rating. You can argue with that.
All right. Well, I think it's actually pretty accurate.
Thank you.
It's not quite mine, but I don't have a problem with your list.
Who is a better character? Ross or Costanza?
Costanza.
Okay. I know. I realize how dumb
Costanza
it was.
Costanza is maybe a top... He might be top three TV character of all time.
Yeah, but it's Costanza. Costanza's the Kramer. Best.
Yes, he has more depth to him. Yes. Costanza, by far the best character on Seinfeld. Yeah. Jerry plays himself.
Ross or Kramer?
Kramer.
Okay.
I might give you Ross over Elaine.
Ross over Jerry.
No, this show's called Seinfeld.
Okay. I'm just trying to gauge how close Friends is to your Seinfeld. That's all.
Not at all, because I told you.
I know. Friends is for chicks.
All right. Now, what about Michael Scott?
Michael Scott.
Or George Costanza?
That's tough because you know how much I love Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But I would choose Michael Scott over Costanza.
So I think they're neck and neck, but I could buy it. Michael Scott is.
You could see, that's the thing, is you could sell me on Costanza just like I could sell you on Michael Scott.
Were you a big Office fan?
I actually
have never heard you talk about The Office.
I've seen every episode.
And I don't know if you've
times.
Ever heard me talk about The Office.
I haven't.
I got no file on your feel about The Office.
The Office is a great show, making me laugh. I've seen every episode multiple times.
Even the latter years with
The Saber. And
what's you don't know the character's name who replaced Michael Scott?
You think I don't know Robert California?
Yeah. All right, nice job.
All right, you think you don't know who was Idris Elba?
He was. I wasn't a huge fan after like four seasons.
It stunk.
So all that
when they were doing the Hangover,
I stuck around for like a season or two of them in Split Offices or whatever that was with the big tuna thing and all that.
Yeah.
But after that, I was out. Idris Elba, I honestly didn't even know Will Ferrell was on that show.
Yes, he was the guy from like New Mexico.
Yeah.
That came in.
And Spader, whatever that guy, Danny California.
Yes, Robert California. Danny California's a Red Hot Chili Pepper
song.
Right,
you're right, you're right. anything after that, I don't know if I've even seen it. Let alone feel fondly about it. But the first three or four seasons of The Office are spectacular. They really are.
Yes. Do you have favorite episodes? Do you have favorite
diversity friends? Episode, season one.
That is a great one.
When they're putting the name tags.
Yeah, yes. And doing the accent and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have a fondness when they're on the beach for the team building. And Dwight refused to get off the hot coals.
Yes, it's a very good.
Do you have a favorite Friends episode? Or a moment besides Pivot?
I can't even. No. I mean, I know. No. You know who I liked on that show who didn't get enough? He may have only been on one episode, but I like Rachel's boyfriend when the guy was like buying suits from her. What's his name? Green? Or her name was Green. Not Bruce Willis. She had a lot of boyfriends. I like Tom Selleck on the show.
Yeah, I know.
I like the hot guys that were brought in.
You liked
Bruce Willis.
You liked all the cameos.
I like the cameos. No, I don't have a favorite Friends episode.
You don't? You don't like when...
I guess maybe when Emma was born.
Girl dad.
I know. Yeah, why? What's your favorite episode?
I think the New Year's Day episode.
Is that what's it called? What's the episode called?
The one where it was New Year's Day. I don't know, but it's the one where Ross and Monica they finally got to New Year's Rockin' Eve and they decided to do their dance, and the dance was an awful choreographed thing.
No file. Like, couldn't have less of a file on that. I do like. I have to say, I really did like the interaction of Chandler and Joey.
Of course, because that's broskies.
That's bros. Yeah, broski that's, stuff. I did that, like that.
Honestly, that's you and AWOD. And AWOD's Joey.
Thank you. If you would have called me Joey, I would have been upset. Thank you. That is kind of like AWOD.
I know. There's guy parallels to that show.
I feel like my relationships with my other guy friends, or my longtime closer guy friends,
yeah,
much more intellectual.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, AWOD's a dumb guy, so you have to play. Go drop down to his level.
Yes, exactly. Like what entertained Joey was counting the number of times they threw the ball across the room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's AWOD level humor.
I bet you AWOD has Joey as his number one.
Oh, of course. if AWOD had to rank his friends, it would be number one.
Right.
Or he would just tag along with you and say, I didn't watch that show. It was for girls. That's what he would do.
That'll be interesting. I'll talk to him. I'm going to be on AWOD's show here in about an hour. I'll let you know what he says. All right, let's take a quick break, yes. Valdez. When we come back, let's talk about
About Halloween. Cakes at the pumpkin patch.
Yes,
and also a juicy and salacious fantasy football trade request that was talked about on the.
I love it. All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season 104. Before we get to cakes at the Pumpkin Patch, tell you about Crab Sports. Just a reminder to download the app in the App Store or Android Store and use the promo code BITTIES. Right now, we got to give you our Jumbo Lump Parlay brought to you by Crab Sports, Maryland's local sports book. My play is Maryland related, Drabby. I'm betting against the Terps. I'm sorry. They're kind of free-falling right now after the loss to Illinois, after the loss at Northwestern.
It's been ugly.
If you've been reading the tea leaves and reading the papers, everyone's kind of pushed back on Loxley when Loxley declared that this is the year that we're going to start competing for Big Ten championships. He was asked about it, and he said, maybe it's not our year. It seems kind of a defeatist attitude. And to be honest with you, I have scar tissue from Penn State. Coming into a Bird Stadium in the past and just giving us the beatdown. Yep. It's always been ugly. We've never played Penn State very well. Trust me, James Franklin has a chip on his shoulder after his history in College Park under Fridge. This is a statement game for Penn State and for all the area recruits, all the 3 and 4 stars that are thinking about going to Maryland. James Franklin is saying, hey, wait a minute. Why don't you come up here? It's one of those games that could get awful. I'm sorry. Maryland's line is not good.
What's the line again?
10.
10?
Penn right. State minus 10. I hate to do it.
Did you hit last week?
I did hit last week.
All right, so well, you're moving in the right direction.
I know, thank
you. Starting to warm up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I actually like that play.
Me
sadly.
Too.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I also have a college football play. Georgia versus Missouri, number 2 versus number 12. Georgia is 15.5 point favorites, at least they were last time I checked when I submitted this to Crab Sports. And Missouri's played really well this year. Missouri's 7-1. They're ranked number 12 in the country. Last year, they almost beat Georgia at Mizzou. This game is at Georgia. I do a lot of Georgia games.
Yeah,
I don't know
you're
why.
You're a big SEC and Pac-12 guy. Well, Pac-2 guy.
I am. There's a massive Pac-12 game of USC versus Washington, too. But I'm going to stick with this one. I think Missouri covers the spread. They know how to play them. They're super efficient in the red zone. They're scoring on 97% of the time in the red zone. Brady Cook just does a really good job leading the offense for the Tigers. They got Luther Bolden, great wide receiver.
Legit wide receiver.
I think Missouri hangs. To be honest, it wouldn't stun me to see them beat Georgia. Or it would probably stun me to beat them, but they're without Brock Bowers again.
Is Brock Bowers playing?
No, he's not, but they got Ladd McConkey back, the white wide receiver. He's getting warmed up. He was really good last week. So they should be able to beat the Tigers. I just think this game is going to be way within 2 touchdowns. Probably Georgia wins by like 7 or 8 points.
All right, so we got...
But it wouldn't shock me to see Missouri upset
them. So we got Penn State minus the 10, Missouri plus, what was it again?
15.5.
Plus 15.5. Go to Crab Sports. You'll see the parlay boosted. Crab Sports is upping their game with a $500 first bet insurance promo for new customers. Place your first bet up to $500, and if it loses, Crab Sports will pay you back in a free bet. You have a second chance to win. Terms and conditions apply. Crab Sports are working in partnership with fellow Maryland homegrown brand Green Turtle with their free-to-play game. You can win up to $25,000 3 times a week, and it's completely free to play. Just submit your picks for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football and NFL Sunday, and depending on how many you get right, you will qualify for $25,000 cash, Green Turtle gift cards, and Crab Sports free bets. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 years or older to play.
All right, that is the Jumbo Loan Parlay. And remember, when you sign up, use the promo code Biddies.
Yes.
All right, Valdez, Halloween was this past week. I'm a little disappointed in you. I got to be honest.
You know what? I'm disappointed in myself.
Is it about you not dressing up?
Well, just dressing up in general.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we do this every year.
We do this every year.
We regret not dressing up.
Well, you know what it is? It's FOMO. I'm watching Pat McAfee's show, and you know, everyone's dressed up on that show. I'm around the horn, everyone's all dressed up, and
every TV show,
Fox 5 are doing costume changes every hour, and I'm just like, man, we are so nubs. Like, if Cakes didn't dress up, then I wouldn't have felt so bad. But the
was Steve Shinigi there in his Ken cowboy costume reading like carjacking stories?
I don't know. That would have been funny if he's Ken right. Doll going. There was a carjacking in Southeast today. Two have died, one critically wounded.
Now over to you, Barbie.
Yeah. What's the weather like?
No, TV is and we sleep. We maybe almost disrespect the TV portion of the show, and so we don't really care that. TV always has a visual aspect to it, obviously. So yeah. I think the anchors on these other shows are pressured by their producers to dress up.
Well, maybe we should start pressuring the guys.
Well, they tell us no.
But this is what I don't like is, like, I want to be with Cakes and be like, I understand, Cakes. I love Halloween, too. This is fun. This is a fun holiday. This should be fun. But I don't want the interrogation of, well, what are you supposed to be? Well, you love dressing up, don't you? You know what I mean?
Well, the one thing you can't do is be something that nobody knows what it is, or it's even questionable what it is. That is the two rules. A, don't wear a mask. B, don't have a questionable costume, as in, what are you? Because everyone wants to be original and be unique.
Well, and also topical. Everyone wants to be topical.
I actually like to be untopical.
Okay.
Because if you're topical, then you're Travis Kelce. I like to be something that everybody knows what it is, but you've forgotten about.
Okay.
Or it's just a standard.
You know what I wish I would have dressed up as?
What?
Freddy Krueger. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I wear the striped shirt, the hat, and maybe I get like something on my hand, like mm-hmm. the gardener hand thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's easy.
Blades,
enough.
You mean?
Yeah, blades.
Yeah, everybody knows Freddy Krueger. Nobody would ask what you are, but Freddy Krueger, would you have the face paint on and all
no,
that?
No, I wouldn't.
Scarf?
I wouldn't have done the face.
You wouldn't
paint.
Have gone all out.
I wouldn't have gone all out.
Can you open your phone?
Okay.
Set a reminder. Say, okay. Siri, remind me to dress up on the Junkies for Halloween.
Right,
and set
see.
This for
October. We'll do it October 1st, so that gives you a
no,
whole month.
No, no, you'll forget. You'll forget by that.
Okay,
October 20th.
Hey, Siri, set reminder, October 20th, 2024 for Halloween costume, Junkies. All right, got it.
She got you?
Got it. It's in my reminders.
All right.
Halloween costume, Junkies, 10/20/24.
Hopefully we're still on the show or still breathing.
We're not fired.
All right, yeah, because I think we did that last year where we were disappointed that we didn't dress up and things like that.
I know. We seem to...
Can you explain something to me? I didn't understand this by Cakes. Okay, so Cakes gets a bunch of candy, right?
Yeah.
And he says that he did everyone a favor by taking Almond Joys out of the bowl of candy so nobody would take them.
I know...
Okay, I don't
know where you're going.
I don't even know where I'm going. But
no,
I'm trying to understand Cakes from this. Maybe was he handing the candy to people? Because if someone gave me a bowl of candy,
it's their choosing.
It's my
what
choice.
They want.
I want. I'm not stupid enough. I'll choose what I want.
Yes, you're not an idiot and pick something you don't like.
So what? I don't understand why he took them out.
You leave the Almond Joys in there for people who like Almond Joys. And if you don't like Almond Joys, you obviously don't select them.
But he said something about, like,
is he going to throw away the almond joys?
I guess he threw them away.
He doesn't like almond joys.
Because he doesn't like them. First of all, I had an almond joy yesterday. It was incredible. It was, I just forget about them because I never eat them. I like coconut.
And I hate the coconut texture.
They're not for everybody. That's fine. Just like you were going crazy about some candy the other day that was nubs.
No. Strawberry bonbons.
Oh, so yeah. They're fine. I mean, I just...
If you don't know what those are, if you see them, you'll know exactly
strawberry
what
strawberry wrapped candies.
It's that like cellophane strawberry
juice. Don't they have
candy.
Like a juice in the middle?
Yeah,
of
they
them?
Have like a gel in the middle. Oh, every grandmother has them. They're so good.
But Cake said he threw the Almond Joys away so nobody would get them. So as opposed to not getting an Almond Joy, now if I just come to your house and you're out of candy, I get nothing.
Right.
I just on to the next house. I didn't really understand his reasoning behind it.
I didn't understand.
Other than he hates coconut. Almond Joy. Yeah.
And the most least shocking thing in the world is that Jason loves Almond Joy too.
Yeah. Did you give out? Did you give out candy?
Gave out candy. Only had two people come to that.
You seem like yeah. You oh really?
Yeah. Only, it was yeah. It was very upsetting. Can
I tell you something? I made an effort. I made my kids go to the houses that had lights on that didn't have as much decorations. Now, I live in a condo / like townhouse community, yeah. So you can hit a lot. But people were only going to the homes that had like wild decorations and things like that. And they were skipping over some of the ones that, and I just felt bad. I'm like, no, go to this one because people aren't like, sometimes
you don't have to go all out like it's Christmas.
So a lot of people don't like giving out candy, but a lot of people do. They find a lot of joy in opening the door and seeing kids' costumes.
I sit down on the sofa. I put Halloween on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have to put on AMC too. You can't like put the movie on.
Do they run commercials on Halloween?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to sit there with a pumpkin beer. All right.
Uh-huh.
And I wait for the knocks.
And you only got two knocks. I feel that's what I'm talking about. I feel bad. I feel bad for you out there.
And I like opening the door and I like hearing trick or treat. All right. Sometimes mm-hmm. I like the song Trick or Treat, Smell My Feet, Give Me Something Good.
Nobody was saying that.
People used to do that.
Okay.
That's a back in the day thing.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. I like walking out there. Number one, if you answer the door with a mask, that's awesome. I don't know if you can do that nowadays because there's a lot of wimps out there. All right.
I don't know, dude. The people, there was one house I went to that was so over the top and inappropriate. Uh-huh. Like the wife answered the door. She sees my toddlers there, who are three.
Yeah.
Okay. She's in like a witch costume.
Oh, she's in like a titty dress.
It may have been right. But then, like the husband behind her, I see him, and he's like way back in the foyer.
Yeah.
And he's got like a Jason mask on and the machete with like blood all over it. And then he's coming to the door, going, "Ah!" I'm like, dude, get the out of here. Like, read the room.
Kids.
You're scared. You're terrifying my kids. They're not 11. These little tiny kids. And I'm also, I think I went on this rant last year. I'm over the big candy. Full size.
you're not impressing me.
Just, this guy was like forcing it on me.
Stuffing it in my
coat pocket.
Yeah. Hey, look. I got the big Kit Kats.
Yeah. You're a big silly. Yeah, I got it.
You got big
Yeah,
we got it.
Big rich guy. You know what? Just do me a favor. Instead of having the big candy, a big can of Snickers, how about you get something else besides Snickers? How about you go to a different store and you don't just buy the Reese's and the Snickers? Give me something that I don't have 10,000 of already.
Yeah. Like a box of Sour Patch Kids.
You know what I gave out?
What?
I went to Costco and I got this big bag of Dutch wafers.
Hey, you know what? Here, give me a pound.
All right.
Yeah, give me a pound on that.
They were, I think it would be considered wafers. It was that three different...
Drab's really leaning into this religion thing. He's giving out...
what do you mean wafers?
You're giving out communion and...
No, not those kind of wafers. I think they're from Netherlands. It was like a wafer, and then on the inside, it wasn't a stoop waffle or whatever those are called.
Is this sealed?
Yeah. They're little squares.
Okay, because what I'm thinking about is, you know the blue tin that you used to get back in the day, and you would have like these things shaped as squares,
yeah,
pretzels, and some would have like these sugar sprinkles on them. Some wouldn't. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it's not like that, but it's along the same lines in terms
little
of
little square
taste.
Things. Yeah. They had a vanilla one, hazelnut one, and a chocolate one. And you know what? Every kid goes, whoa, what's this? Because they were filled. Their thing was filled with Reese's. And the candy, you know, the fun, the little tiny Snickers or the Milky Ways or whatever.
It's the same one.
You gotta think outside the box, but still don't give them anything they don't want. These were delicious.
I love Halloween.
I know you do. I know you do. Next year you got to dress up.
I know. We've talked about moving day on this podcast before, but have I told you what we used to do growing up?
What's that?
When I was older, I was probably in my teens. This is when I would stop trick or treating.
Okay.
When older kids, when they would come up to the parents' house, my parents' house to trick or treat.
Yeah.
And my dad would give my mom would give them candy. I used to sit in the truck bed of my dad's truck in the driveway, and so they would walk up to the door, and then when they would walk out after getting their candy. Through the yard, I used to jump out. Yeah, I used to jump up from the truck and go ah! Like that and scare them, and they would all laugh.
I can see you doing that. Big into prepping for something. I could definitely see that. All right. I never know what to do between now and Thanksgiving. Like, what do we do? Thanksgiving gets the shaft.
No. Yeah, it's Christmas time now.
Right.
You understand Hallmark is showing Christmas movies.
Right. And I guess I don't have a problem with that. It is November, but it really has accelerated the last few years where it always is. The day after Thanksgiving.
Trust me, we're already planning for the Christmas show.
Yeah. Well, we have to plan that out well in advance, but we're not celebrating Christmas yet.
No, but everyone loves the spirit of it. Why don't people love
the spirit of Thanksgiving?
I don't know, or the spirit of Halloween. It's you know what it is. It's like a spirit high.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden you get that first taste of canned of that sugar rush of that spirit of Halloween of mischief. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that first little bit hits you. Then you're like, oh my God, that was so much fun. All these parties, all the decorating, and then you're like, I want to keep this high going. How do I keep this momentum? It's by rolling right into Christmas. You're going from Black Magic to Santa Claus.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's
you got to keep
the
festivities
going.
You could keep it going with Thanksgiving. What their problem is.
But there's no Thanksgiving parties. You know what I mean?
It's a family. Most people hate their family.
Yeah, it's a family celebration. It's an obligation. Thanksgiving is an obligation.
I want you to rank something for me. We're big on the ranking today.
Yeah,
I want you to rank the days around Thanksgiving between Wednesday and Sunday.
Okay.
We'll leave Cyber Monday out.
That's Cyber Monday out. All right.
Well, no, you could. I guess you.
Well, you. Everyone loves the night before.
High school reunion night. Right.
All right.
Yeah.
That is the primo time to go back into town and all of a sudden pretend you're somebody you're not.
Do you remember why I like that day?
You've told me before.
That is the day that Netflix puts out their big holiday movie. It's either Bird Box or The Irishman, okay, whatever it is. It's always the Wednesday right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but the day before Thanksgiving where everyone's at the bar until last call, everyone's going down memory lane.
Are you a big Small Business Saturday guy?
I've never heard of Small Business Saturday.
Really?
No.
You don't know that?
No.
That's what you're supposed to do. Black Friday is the day that you binge and you get on the sales.
Yeah,
but you're supposed to support stores like Commonwealth Dry Goods and all the other small businesses out there on Saturday. Sunday, I don't know if it has a name. There's also a charity day. One of those days is supposed to be a charity day. It might be Charity Tuesday. It's probably got a better name than that. Where you're supposed to donate to your
maybe we should give out our Venmos on Charity Tuesday. Hey, isn't the Egg Bowl that Sunday too?
The Ole Miss Mississippi State?
Yeah.
No, that's on Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's on Thanksgiving.
It's called Giving Tuesday.
Giving
Tuesday. There's a global generosity movement unleashing the power of people and organizations, or whatever.
Okay.
Giving Tuesday. No. I don't know. No, I don't know what Sunday is.
To be honest with you, the day before Thanksgiving is higher on the list than Thanksgiving itself.
But don't you like Black Friday? Not for the shopping. Who cares about that? But about just sitting around.
I love the videos of everyone running through the store.
Yeah. But you know that you get a Friday off work. Like, that's so rare. You get one of those a year.
That is true.
You know, it's a great day. Black Friday is a great day. Not for the shopping. You got the match on. Isn't the match?
Black Friday. Now you're tickling my fancy.
Right.
Hey, you know what else I love? I love turkey scrambles too.
What about open faced turkey sandwiches?
No, like golf.
I know golf. Yeah. A turkey bowl.
The turkey bowl is so hot.
Turkey trot.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Greg Northart.
Okay. Thanksgiving just isn't celebrated.
I know. You know what it needs? It needs more pomp and circumstance around it.
All right.
You know what I mean? The party aspect of Thanksgiving needs to be amplified more. Because think about it. Smoking weed with your cousin, the walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's starting to get really played up a lot more. Is I'm going for the walk with my cousin.
What?
I'm telling you, it's becoming a thing.
What is it? What do you mean it's a thing? What does that even mean?
It's becoming a thing. It's nomenclature for I'm going to go smoke weed before I eat a ton of food.
So on Thursday.
On Thanksgiving Day itself, mm-hmm. when the family is all around the house.
You're stoned.
You're secretly stoned.
Okay.
That's the new thing.
Uh-huh. You say, we're going for a walk.
It's finding your cousin who is a...
What, are you so stupid, though? Like, if... I don't know. If my kids said to me when they're 20 years old, hey, I'm going on a walk with my cousin, I'm like, what do you mean? It doesn't make any sense. Who goes on a walk?
I know. That's the thing is, I'm telling you.
I would know you're up to something fishy.
It's becoming a thing.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to go for a walk before dinner. And it's like an hour before dinner, you go for your walk.
Work up an appetite.
Yes.
And you burn some calories.
Yes. But uh-huh. but instead, you're walking with your cool cousins to go smoke a doobie.
Okay.
You never heard of that before?
Maybe I have.
It's becoming, I swear, it's becoming more and more popular. It's something that used to be frowned upon and never talked about. Mm-hmm. Now it's becoming like the cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with everyone smoking weed nowadays.
You're probably right.
I guarantee this is what I want you to do.
You're the show pothead.
This is what I want you to do.
Okay.
All right. On Thanksgiving, day after, when you're checking social media and everything,
mm-hmm.
all right, I want you to see the number of jokes people are making about that walk.
Okay.
All right. That walk with their cousin.
Okay.
I swear I'm not making this up.
You're not.
I know, but you seem like flabbergasted.
Well, I don't spend Thanksgiving with my immediate family. I spend it with, because I never go anywhere. And I don't have any relatives here. So I'm not used. I'm not used to the, let me sneak away with my cousin and smoke weed.
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Everyone tweet drab who goes
when
on the walk.
When you're going your cousin walk.
Yeah. Just say, I do the walk.
All right. Hey, were you titillated like I was about the fantasy football topic today during the entertainment page?
I was.
Why do they always have to put it down and say something's fake?
Why can't they have belief?
Why can't they just
go with it?
Go with it. Maybe it is fake. Maybe it's not. I'm 90% of those Literotica stories are probably fake, if not more. But in my mind, they're not.
It just takes a little bit of belief.
I actually don't think this is fake. I think the guys sleep on how many swingers that are out there.
Hey,
how many guys out there want to see another guy bang his wife?
You know what it is? This is a slick way to number one, like if everyone goes, oh no, you're gross, that's disgusting. He goes, dude, it's a joke. I'm making a joke. But if
he's into
the one he's fishing. You know what I mean?
Well, the whole league didn't know about this. This was a private offer to them.
I know. But the guy's fishing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Oh, and he's like, oh, so if he said back, like, dude, what the F?
Then he goes, dude, it's a joke.
It's just a joke, right?
It's just a joke. I'm just.
But this guy knows he has a hot wife with big cans, and he knows that.
So he's just putting it out there to be like, hey.
Well, no chance his wife's a pig. No, right?
He's just putting it out there. I want to share my wife. That's what I'm into. I'm into this. I'm into the lifestyle. So this is his way of trying to recruit or find out if his friend is into the lifestyle as well.
All right. Let me ask you this, then, Valdez. Hypothetically.
All right.
If you had one of your buddies, I want you to think of your fantasy football league right now that you're in. I hear you talking about with Cakes. Okay. I want you to envision all 12 members or 11 other guys in there.
All right.
I want you to think about them. I want you to think about their wives. All right. You don't have to vocalize it. I want you to think of the hottest wife in the group. You don't even have to tell me. Okay. You're picturing somebody? Are you picturing somebody?
There's multiple people.
Okay.
Okay. The multiple.
Multiple wives.
Yeah. Multiple.
Okay. All right. So, the hottest one.
Okay.
He comes up to you and he gives you this proposition.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, you might get me in trouble.
No, I'm not, because nobody knows what you're talking about.
Okay. Everyone in the league will.
All right. All right. I'm glad I'm doing this.
All right.
And he's going to let you bang his wife for an unfair trade.
Okay.
All right.
I did really need a quarterback.
I know. You need a quarterback. You did some. I've heard you talk about the mistakes you've made this year.
I cut Justin Fields, and I shouldn't have let him go.
You kept Ramon Stevenson. He's doing nothing for you.
And Anthony Richardson. I'm on the precipice of the playoffs, too, by the way. So a quarterback would be very valuable to
What
me.
Would you do if your guy came up to you and said, I'll let you bang my wife if you accept this trade offer? Okay. Hypothetically, would you
do
this?
All right. Hold on. So the trade offer is lopsided for him.
All right, who's...
Because he's offering his wife because it's so lopsided.
Do you need a running back?
No, but it doesn't hurt.
He's going to trade you...
Okay,
top QB. He's going to trade you Mahomes.
All right, by the way, our draft is in person, so it's going to be very awkward.
All right, well, don't list any players then, because they're going to know whose team it is.
Okay.
All right, so a lopsided trade.
A lopsided trade.
And you get to nail his wife. But here's the thing. He wants to watch. Okay. Would you do this?
All right.
The problem is you need to be 7-1. You need to be
It's all for naught if I don't make the playoffs.
Right.
I'd say we got to hurry up and do it before it gets vetoed.
Oh, you want to get the sex in before it gets vetoed?
Yeah,
No, it goes through, and it always has to go through, and everyone's like bitching about it.
No, I couldn't do that. Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't be able to perform.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You wouldn't be able to perform. It'd be too weird.
Of course.
You're not in a group of swingers. See, orgy guys, and they're on a league of their own. Like they're so out there.
This is
fantasy
football's a front just to start swinging.
Yeah, it's like Costanza. Once you become an orgy guy or a cuckold guy, I know guys like that.
I bet you do.
He's a Chad Duke Show character. His name's Orgy Beard. I'm sure a few people are wondering right now. This guy, he's like an open relationship. He lets his girlfriends have sex with all kinds of guys, and then he has sex with her, and it's all weird, and he's a creep, and he's one of the weirdest guys I've ever met.
No, but the answer is no.
No.
You couldn't. I'm not built differently like that.
I'm trying to think of the fantasy leagues I'm in.
And the wives.
Yeah, but that doesn't really work for me because I don't know a lot of the guys that I'm in fantasy leagues with.
Now you're going to be our fan.
When I offer my wife up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, I offer my wife up to win the league.
My phone is going to blow up. All right.
Who are you thinking of?
What?
I know you were thinking of ...
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to name them all. Margaret, Allie, Christina.
All right. Well, take it up with Valdez if you're in his league. Yeah. I put him in a bad spot.
He definitely did.
But I know what he's going to be thinking about later this afternoon.
Hey, do you think there's any fantasy football porn I can watch later?
I don't know. Maybe there is. We'll get on the...
Hey, why was Cakes not as titillated by that?
I don't know.
I thought he...
Because he's too serious about fantasy football.
Like, I thought that would have been right up
Cakes'
alley.
He's all about the purity of the game.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought the Cakes would have some like PPR zings or something like that.
No, he's in it for the Cake. Well, he did say something about the money's big enough. No, hold on. It's a bad day to ask him about that because Simba died and he's feeling close to his wife.
Yeah,
he always does. But now they probably cried together yesterday.
Yes,
they experienced chemically. They're very close right now.
Yeah. I thought Cakes was going to say, "I handcuffed your running back and your wife."
That's funny, dude. All right, I don't even know. Now I'm thinking of things I shouldn't be thinking of.
Hey, we didn't talk about. I felt bad for Cakes. I felt bad because I didn't say I'm sorry. Like the first.
Oh well, Jason got it out of the way in the introduction. Well, there was supposed to be a bigger topic.
I felt
on
bad
the show.
Because Cakes is usually here before everyone else. Mm-hmm. Like I'm first, Cakes is here second.
Oh, that you didn't get the coffee.
Yeah. Like I'm hanging out. Right. Like I'm hanging out with Cakes. The first thing I said to Cakes was dollar bet, and then I felt like such an ass.
I was pumping in those dollar bets today to make Cakes feel better.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I finally realized what you were doing.
I was relentlessly attacking Cakes with dollar bets.
I think Drab gave more money to Cakes today than he gets in his live reads.
I think so.
Well, I didn't mean to hit that. Oh. Sorry.
Why is that in here?
I don't
There's
know.
There's some, I think it's a bell chime thing in here.
It's a Grant and Danny prop, I think.
All right, well... That's it for today. I don't even know if it's been an hour. It feels like it's been about an hour. Yeah. I got to go on AWatch show here in a few minutes. Right. But I thought we had a good conversation. I'm sorry Matthew Perry died.
Thank you.
I know you're in your feels about it. Yeah. And hopefully you'll feel better this weekend. Maybe some closure at the funeral.
Hopefully it'll be live stream.
Or when the autopsy comes out.
It's live stream. And I'm going to send a floral arrangement in the shape of a white horse.
All right. I'm sure that's some sort of Friends reference that I don't get.
Probably. All right.
Later, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.